Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
What is the story with Northern Ireland and Scotland? The further north you go, the worse for you the food gets, but tastier, right?
Okay, you have my attention.
A takeaway has been dividing households after it has a fried cream egg in its latest dessert. This nonsense of fried
deep fry, yeah, and Mars bars and all that. Stop.
Why?
Okay, I've seen it. I had the occasion to try a deep fried Mars bar.
Yeah, so did I. What'd you think?
I didn't try it because it looked rank. Everybody tried it. I was in Glasgow and there was deep fried Mars bars was on the menu. We're all getting chips. And it was like, let's try it for the crack.
In a chipper of all places.
Yeah.
But this is where you try it because this is what they do in Scotland. And it was rank. Everyone was saying it's like, it's weird. Did you like it?
I really liked it.
See, there you go.
I really do you like it. Chocolate though?
Yeah. I love sugar.
Backstreet Eats in Omagh, County Tyrone, run by owner Gary, has been serving up gooey battered delights for a few days now.
Gross.
It's one of those ones you can either love it or you hate it. It's good for business to get, you know, put something on the menu is a bit weird.
Yeah, big time. I don't know how I feel about the cream egg though.
They do it in panko breadcrumbs and it changes the whole texture and it gives them, it's a massive seller. But I think it's something to do with the cold. The further north you go, and there's a lot of builders around here who are from the north.
So we should ask them.
No,
but you should see some of the stuff they get in Centra.
The stuff they get in Centra is they order stuff that you know Southerners wouldn't order. I get it though. They like greasy food.
I was in one day and they had a breakfast roll.
Yeah.
Your man took the bread out of the bread roll so he could fit more meat
I've
into the roll.
I've seen that happen a few
times.
And
then he put coleslaw and taco sauce in the mix. They're not on top of each other. One was on one side, one was on the other.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
I thought coleslaw with a fry now is not that good.
No.
No. I'd be here for that. I'd give it a go.
I'm starting to understand the North. I think the North's good.
I take it back.
If anyone knows someone from the North, they do. I've actually texted my friend there to see if she's up. They do. You know, we have a 3-in-1 and a 4-in-1 and a spice bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have something else in a chipper.
Oh.
It's like a tray maybe. It's chips and coleslaw or chips and curry. There's something that they do that is really famous.
Everywhere you go, things change. Yeah.
If anyone knows.
I don't know if I've told you before, Crossy, but there's a thing in Edinburgh called salt and sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever try that?
No, it sounds nice though.
It's kind of a mix. It's not vinegar and salt. It's not brown sauce. It's kind of brown saucy vinegar and it goes on chips. It's unbelievable.
So it's just kind of dolloped on top of your chips.
You go, they say salt and sauce.
Salt and sauce.
Salt and sauce.
Oh, I see.
Salt and sauce. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And you have to try it. And like, okay. And it was, oh my God. Salt and sauce.
I love when you go to different places and salt and sauce in Edinburgh.
Oh, it is a place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
It's brown sauce and tomato sauce as well. It's kind of all mixed in together. Jim, that sounds delicious.
It looks kind of good, though.
If ever get a chance to go to Edinburgh, try salt and sauce. Turning my stomach talking about food this early.
Sorry, guys.
Well,
salt and sauce is gorgeous, someone else says.
We're only talking about it. We're not eating it.
I'd happily eat a snack box now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, it wouldn't bother me at all.
It's too
early. My tummy would be angry. Angry.
That's a good word. A good term for it.
Gooey Battered Delights. Definitely my next album title. That's good. Yeah, okay.
I like it.
It's good.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Millie Bobby Brown was on Jessie Ware's podcast. It's called Table Manners, and basically it's Jessie Ware and her mom sitting down chatting about food.
Is that family. Who that old one is?
That's her mom. Oh. Yeah. And they literally are sitting around at their very own, at Jessie Ware's very own dinner table.
Okay.
So they had Millie Bobby Brown as a guest, and Millie revealed that she leaves negative reviews under a fake name when she experiences bad services, and she says she's a Karen. Have a listen to this.
That's who does it.
I have a fake name.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed.
Because I think it's important, you know. Here's the thing, my whole life is people criticizing me, so I'm gonna give it back to you. Sometimes once we were at a we were at a hotel,
yeah,
and the woman was pulling my fiance aside, like, we need a special payment or whatever, and I was just like, yeah, like, we will, but like at the end of our stay, like, we're still staying here. And she was just like, yeah, but you could settle it now. And I was like, I don't want to.
So what did the review say?
It was just like, I really think that you should encourage guests to complete transaction of payment at the end of their stay. The other day I was walking in a store, and basically this old lady came up to me and was like, do you know where the socks are? I think she thought I worked there. And I was like, I don't, but I'm going to help you. So I went and found an employee. I said, excuse me, I need this pattern, but I need it in this size. Can you help me? She was so unhelpful. And I was just like, please, this isn't even for me. So I left a review.
Left a review for that?
Yeah. I'm telling you here and now, of all the celebrities that have darkened that door, I guarantee you she's difficult.
Really?
I guarantee you. After that, I guarantee
well,
you
she's
difficult.
Well, yeah, she leaves bad reviews of people. Wow.
But
that's
do you
bad.
Not think it's literally, as she said, her kind of getting, well, I suppose she's getting revenge on people that probably don't need, probably have done nothing wrong to her.
Have you ever left her? I've left one bad review.
One before as well, yeah.
But you have to be crazy. Like, it would have to be a crazy incident. Like, it was a really weird incident where the hotel, really odd, where the guy was kicking the door in.
Oh, no. Whoa, okay.
We had to leave the hotel. He was like, no, I need to fix this light now. I was like, what are you talking about? We're asleep. Yeah, yeah, it was weird. And I made a complaint. Said, oh, you have to leave now. I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. It was so odd. So I left a complaint about that.
Okay, that makes sense.
That one's okay.
Warranted. Yeah, yeah.
I always love, I'm a review, I love reading reviews on Google if I'm away on holidays, but I dislike people who just leave bad reviews. If you leave like a plethora, like good reviews, but mixed reviews, you're the one I believe in because you're the one that's nice.
But to be honest, sometimes I will go immediately to the bad reviews of a place because usually if the bad reviews are really like, oh, they weren't, if it's not a good enough bad review, then I'm like, eh, they just complain.
Yeah, just complainers. But yeah, it's a bit. I kind of find out from that I'd say she's difficult to deal with.
I would,
madam.
If you're a Hollywood superstar like she is, you'd think she wouldn't have time to be doing reviews.
That's what I would have thought, actually. Yeah.
So somebody else not be booking things for her and stuff. But she, you know,
maybe she's a bit hands on.
Maybe she is. Yeah, but like, do they not have PAs and stuff? Billy Bobby Brown, do you not have an assistant?
Yeah, but I suppose you would. I wouldn't be like, here, will you please leave a bad review for me? I'd be like, I'm taking this into my own hands.
I suppose you would, yeah.
I'm going to
therapeutic.
I wonder, is the Karen's Diner doing well in Dublin? Because people like that service, you know, like...
Oh my God, I completely forgot
it's
that
on
that's open.
Yeah, it's on a concert.
Louis Walsh has been named as the clear favourite to win Celebrity Big Brother.
Ew.
The former X Factor judge avoided nomination. We know about the twist.
Yes.
So they reckon that's pushed him through into possible win.
So later on tonight, someone goes out the back door and doesn't get a proper eviction.
What?
So, why? You know, they're going to do it. They're going to do a
sneaky
trick because there's six of them in it and they only won five for the final on Friday. So one of them's going to get a back door today.
And how does the final work? Does everyone vote then for their favourite?
Yeah,
it's to win.
Yeah.
And come here, do you know what? I'd rather have been evicted last night because you get the few days on Lorraine's show this morning, Sky News, and all that.
Because that's you. You just want to get your face everywhere.
Get your face everywhere.
Get to the rounds.
The winning thing doesn't bother me at all because you're going to get paid either way.
I got to meet Elaine. It was brilliant.
Elaine Crowley.
She's the Irish Elaine, isn't she?
Not Elaine.
Oh, yeah. No, Elaine is.
Oh, yeah. Elaine is Lorraine.
Elaine is Lorraine, yeah.
That's a good game. Who's Kat Deely?
Ooh.
Kat Deely.
Maura Duran.
Oh, could be, actually.
I haven't worked out who Kat Deely is yet. I saw a bit of it. Oh, man. Will we mention this thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. There's a WhatsApp doing the rounds. About eight photographs.
And as they say, if you know, you know. If you've seen it, you'll know what we're talking about. But
yes,
we can't really go into it.
No, but what we can say is that there was... So, you know the way since the incident, right? People have been... The funerals have been taking place with Zoom calls. So
and christenings and weddings. Like, no matter... If you go to Mass, you'll usually get into one of their Zooms.
Yeah, because they all have webcams now.
The churches.
The churches. Churches.
Have you noticed that churches as a webcam?
Yes. But I didn't know that you could join in.
Yeah, no, one of my relatives would sometimes go to Mass, but online Mass.
So one day she's in Cork, next minute she's in Donegal.
Yeah.
But she doesn't appear on the screen at the Mass, does she?
Some of them aren't as technical as, you know, the ones where you can just log in and you can see it.
Yeah, so sometimes it's a live stream and other times it's like a log on Zoom. So they'd want it to be private, so you'd have to put in a password or something like that.
So this was a funeral that was happening, was it?
Yes.
Yes.
And people could log in with
and watch it.
So like a work meeting, Zoom work meeting. So you could see loads of faces.
Yes.
Logging in and everyone giving their condolences that way, is it?
Yeah.
Which is, I've never seen that happen before. But like, that's quite a serious and sad event, right?
Yes.
So imagine what the worst thing that could happen.
Don't read that WhatsApp.
I won't. Someone,
okay.
I won't.
So basically, imagine we need to be careful about what we say.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was somebody logged into the Zoom meeting by accident. I don't know how they did. I don't know how this could happen. But they logged. Did they log in and forget they logged in?
I think they must have logged in and forgot that their camera was on.
Right.
But then also probably didn't expect that in front, where the priest was to his side, were massive screens that
showing all the people
that were there.
Again, I've never seen anything like that in Ireland.
High tech.
Yeah, it's a high tech. So the crack is, we've all had Zooms before where we go into the house and we're doing our bits, as in like we're cooking our dinner. But the Zoom is on. Because there's always someone in a company that kind of talks too much.
She was doing her bits all right.
This is a funeral and she was in the shower.
Yes.
So and she was
in the nip on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And she was like doing some toilet activities. She was shaving her legs.
Yes.
Right? And she was on the Zoom call shaving her legs in the nip at a funeral.
And everyone could see.
She was on the screen. She was big on the screen.
And they were trying to ring her, but because she was in the shower and she obviously was on her laptop while it was on, so she didn't hear anything.
I'm trying to work out how it could happen, because it looks like she's standing up in a room. It's not a bathroom.
She's in a shower.
She's in the bath, right? And it's a converted, you know, bath shower situation.
Yes.
So she's obviously set it up at the opposite end. Her phone at the opposite end, and then forgot she was on.
Got really carried away and started looking after
Having
herself.
An industrial shower, you know.
Very industrial.
Industrial shower, that is a great term
Sometimes I'm like,
I don't need to know about your industrials.
I just realised what we were talking about there as well.
Right.
Anywho.
So anyway.
But girls, you understand.
Yeah, industrial shower.
Here's the thing. If one of you appeared in a work meeting in the nip.
Oh my God.
Shaving yourself.
Yeah.
I would phone you.
Yeah.
Or I'd try and log you out. I'd ask the person who's in charge of the group, can you log out Crossy? Because he's forgotten he's on and he's in the nip there.
Because I'd say what probably was happening where people probably were at the funeral and texting her, but I'd say the notifications are going bling, bling, bling,
yes,
and then not actually, you know, being read, being noticed by her. They were going off.
Anyway, someone in this table can relate to this because it nearly happened to
it
someone.
It nearly happened to me. So I'd got out of a shower and I was like her. Now, I wasn't doing what she was doing. I was drying myself.
Okay.
And I looked at my phone to check something. You know, you look at your phone.
Yeah,
you know,
what time it is.
When you're drying, like you'd have a little look.
Wait, at the phone.
At the phone, yeah.
At the phone. Let's clarify that.
No, you're waiting for yourself to dry a bit naturally and you're using a towel as well.
Window open.
Anyway, I video called a friend of mine.
By accident?
Yes. So I see it video calling and I can see myself and it goes video call. And I was like, no. But if they'd have answered the video call with a video, they would have seen me. And I wasn't as bad as her. I didn't have it like.
Would have been a different angle.
You just need to put tape on your camera, on your laptop, or on your phone. If you're anywhere near the toilet or your bedroom or wherever it is,
just don't bring it in. Safer.
The photographs have gone everywhere. The poor girl must be mortified.
Yes.
Because like she wasn't doing anything rude, she was just doing natural things. But sadly. It got zoomed into.
If you've seen it, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
she's very embarrassing for her.
that friend who always shares things, that they probably have it.
And if you do see the one, the thing that it's been, you know, it's been, it's going around. There's a fella called Mike. He's really interested.
He is loving life.
He is very close to the camera.
You need to go and have a look at who else is on that screen.
Yeah, he looks like he's going. Hmm. Like,
so this industrial sherry you have, Zainab.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Instagram
with misquote.ie. Low cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Shelley is our contestant this morning. Good morning, Shelley.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm very, very nervous.
Why?
Oh, don't be.
Why? Where
no, I listen every morning, so I kind of know what it's like when people mess up, so.
You won't mess up.
Up. You're going to win €2,000 today. I know you are. I can feel it.
Are you lying down, sitting down, are you standing?
No, I'm standing.
I would, to be honest, I'd stand to get real grounded there.
Definitely. I'd stand for an important phone call.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, Shelley, here's the thing. Here's a little trick, yeah? If you shake your hands.
Okay.
Shake your hands.
Yeah, okay, shake.
That'll make you feel less nervous.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm shaking my hands here. Yeah. It's hurt, just hurt my wrist.
Does that work?
She's going to drop the phone if she does this.
Does that work?
Actually, that's true.
Any joy there, Shelley? No?
No.
Okay.
Shelley, what's for lunch today? What are you having?
Oh.
We're doing a meatball stew.
Oh, a meatball stew.
That's what you want on a wet Wednesday.
Right, Shelley.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah. Right, we got €2,000. What would you do with it if you won?
I'd have to split it with the girls in the kitchen because we listen every morning to the quiz.
What kitchen?
We do be shouting the answers at the radio. I work in a daycare centre for the elderly, so me and two girls work in the kitchen making the dinners.
Oh. Give them a shout out. What's the name of the girls?
Kay and Sharon.
Kay and Shelley.
Oh, I can hear them there. Whoop.
Go on, Kay, Sharon, and Shelley. All right. And you'd split the money with them, even though it's nothing to do with them.
I would. I'd have to split it with them. We listen every
very
day. So.
That's very decent of you. That's very decent of you, Shelley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do. You know the rules. You listen every day. So 10 questions. You can pass and come back.
You got this, Shelley. Come on.
Come on, Shelley.
I'm rooting for you.
You'll be grand. You can come back to it if you have time. We have to accept your first answer. It's 10 questions. No Googling, no messing. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it, Shelley. 3, 2, 1, go. What mythical Scottish monster apparently lives in a lake?
The Loch Ness.
What's the main ingredient in caramel?
Pass.
What game consists of moving pieces from a tower of 54 bricks without toppling it?
Oh, Jenga.
In which county is Tullamore?
Oh, pass.
True or false, Louis Walsh briefly managed the Spice Girls?
False.
From what type of animal does caviar come from?
Oh, fish.
Camp Nou Stadium is found in which city?
Barcelona.
On a Twix chocolate bar wrapper, what's the main colour of the name?
Red.
Dublin Castle and Three Olympia are on what Dublin street?
Pass.
What Irish band is fronted by Bono's son, Eli?
No, I don't know that one.
And what's the main ingredient?
Oh, God. That was awful.
It wasn't.
Shelley, you have made us all smile this morning. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yes, and also we're already getting in WhatsApps, Shelley, saying, give her the money.
Shelley,
give
her the money. Nobody in the history of doing Instagram has offered to split the money with their work colleagues.
Yeah.
It's always give it to the, spend it on themselves or give it to their family. Never, nobody's ever said they're going to split it with their colleagues. There you go. So the first one ever.
So fair play. So here we'll go. I'll go through the first ones. And the girls in the background.
Can you share the one?
The first one, what mythical Scottish monster apparently lives in the lake? It's the Loch Ness. You got that correct. You passed on this one. What's the main ingredient in caramel? The answer is sugar. What game consists of moving pieces from a tower of 54 bricks? It's Jenga, so you got 2 out of 3. In what county is Tullamore in? You passed on this. It's Offaly. And then true or false, Louis Walsh briefly managed the Spice Girls. You said false. The answer is true.
Yeah, so that's mad. Aww.
Very briefly, yeah.
Very briefly. You got this right. Caviar comes from fish. Specifically, what was this? Jim?
Sturgeon.
Sturgeon. Sturgeon. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sturgeon.
Nicola Sturgeon. You got that right with fish. Camp Nou is in Barcelona. You also got that right. The main colour of the name on a Twix bar is red. You also got that right. Now, Dublin Castle and the Three Olympia are on Dame Street. You passed on that one.
Wow.
And the Irish band is fronted by Bono's son. The band is called Inhaler.
So great band.
Very good band. So you got five, Shelley.
Oh, Jesus.
It's grand.
Yeah.
You're with your pals today.
See, you're, everybody's loving you out the back there.
We really need like restaurant vouchers or stuff like that these days to give them out to decent skins like Shelley there, mm-hmm. who was going to share with your two friends. Thanks for playing today.
Cheers, Shelley.
I headed to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, I was all like, yay, we found a wedding venue and blah, blah, blah. And then that fell through.
Right.
Right. So I was really upset that it fell through. But then I remembered, right? If we did it in Ireland, and I don't think I said this to you guys, right? If we did it in Ireland, I have a plan of who would marry us. Okay. So my plan was always we go to the registry office, we do all the legal bits, and then we get somebody.
A celebrity.
Well, a celebrity. In my world.
But do they have to be, I don't mean ordained, what's that thing?
Ordained.
Is it ordained?
Yeah.
Even if it's not Catholic, there's a,
oh,
there's
no,
a thing for it.
Oh, no, it's not ordained. It will be...
A humanist, is that what they're called?
Yeah, so yeah, you have to be, I can't remember what the word is, but yeah, notarized. No,
a lot of radio
people. Nathan is one.
Yes, that's right, yeah, a lot of radio people do it. Yeah.
Is Nathan the...
What celebrity? No, so it wasn't Nathan.
How long does it take to train to do that?
I can't remember how you, what you have to do exactly.
Celebrant.
Oh, a celebrant.
Celebrant.
Thank
celebrant.
You, sorry, yes.
Handy cash, I would say, if you're a radio person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd say so.
Gift of the gab.
True.
Hello there, welcome along.
We're
Jim, you'd actually
today.
Be very good. You have a very nice speaking voice. Did anybody tell, did anybody
would you wear a cloak?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I think a cloak wouldn't work nice in
cloak,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just a
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Cloak.
Why would I wear a cloak?
Just going to make it a bit more holier. Just for the grannies that kind of wanted the priest, but
so
you're not having
you
one.
Either go dark or you go bright with that. Yeah. Wouldn't you? Like maybe a big white suit.
I don't...
Bleach my hair blonde.
Yes, you'd be like your man from Harry Potter, the blondie fellow. What's his name?
Draco Malfoy.
Draco Malfoy.
He's evil, Cross. You know.
Oh, okay.
Nobody wants to be him.
An evil celebrant.
Never watched it.
I'm thinking more like sort of some kind of rock star. Either rock star or in a cloak, going welcome along.
Anyway, I take either.
Can we guess who? So, do we know this person or people?
Okay, so I've talked about this person a lot.
And are they a celebrant?
Yes. Well, I found out after I had inquired that this person is a celebrant.
And they're a celebrity.
To me. So you guys wouldn't think they're a celebrity. But they're a celebrity in my little world.
Are they on radio?
No.
Are they on TV?
From Virgin Media?
No.
Could be any event
in my little,
out there.
In my little teeny tiny world.
Is it to do with your singer-songwriter R&B stuff?
No. To do.
If it was Virgin Media, it would be really good.
Who?
Derek Hartkin. He'd be brilliant because he'd be the gift of the gab.
Oh,
he'd make everyone laugh.
And he's throwing a couple of fuckle.
Yeah. It's not him then.
No, it's not Derek.
Good side project.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're not in music, they're not in radio, they're not in TV. Is it an influencer?
No.
Sports?
No.
Okay, now we're getting very niche now.
So, but like, there's somebody that
we
I would
have heard of them.
Because I've talked
actors.
About them.
Actors.
No.
Actresses.
It's somebody I admire. Somebody that I
politician?
Find very wise.
Somebody wise.
I apologize. Yeah.
A politician. That's
you,
what I'm trying to think.
No.
You admire somebody wise.
Yes.
Your ma.
No, it wouldn't be my mom. But I do admire her.
Yeah.
And somebody, their celebrants.
Somebody I talk about somebody that I might see about. On Thursdays.
Your therapist.
Yes.
I was going to go for the dog park there for a second.
You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it.
So, you know what? The way... You know the
want
way,
your therapist my ter- to get you married.
So, you know the way there's that podcast, my therapist ghosted me.
Yes.
It'd be my therapist married me.
Oh, right.
Genuinely, Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin, my therapist.
And he's a celebrant.
And I was saying, I was like, oh my God, Kevin, I'd actually love you to marry
that's
us.
A
and
then
he went,
then.
And then he went, oh, I'm a celebrant.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, right, my thinking behind this is, okay, Kevin, very wise.
Yeah.
Knows me inside and out.
Yeah.
Also would know Trevor.
Great, so,
and all his flaws.
And all of the details.
God. He'd do a great and speech at the end
he would
as well.
Give a great
wait till I tell you
speech.
What she told me.
And as well, right.
Is Jim and Crossy here? Okay, I can't say that.
I can't say that. Nightmares. Okay.
But then as well, right, he often plays devil's advocate. He'd be in Trevor's corner sometimes when I wouldn't want him to be in Trevor's corner, you know, and I'd be going,
yeah, yeah.
But as well, imagine
I love
just
how you're telling us what happens in those seconds.
It all comes out.
His hand is your
hand. What's that?
But, right, imagine him just strolling around the wedding, me introduce him to people, and he'd be like, heard all about you. Heard all about you.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah, this is going to be cheaper than CeeLo Green. That's what that's the first person that came to my
hang
mind.
Hang on a second. This you were going from CeeLo Green to Kevin at Northside.
Kevin, yeah. Like, he's affordable. He knows you. And you like him. Like, what's the problem?
I know. But see, that's why I was like, silver lining. Okay, we
it's not a celebrity, though. You said it was a celebrity.
You said a celebrity.
A celebrity, I said in my world. In my world.
Well, okay then.
I'm going to give you Nathan's number because Nathan O'Reilly, he is a good celebrant.
How many people has he married? Oh, did he marry one person?
I don't remember hearing this.
Has he married loads of people?
Why? Would it depend on how many people they marry, is it?
No, but I think.
How many's Kevin done?
I don't know, actually.
I reckon Nathan would be better yeah. doing this. Let's just go for Nathan.
I have this very strange...
What about Nathan and Kevin marry you and you pick the... They do a trial
It's a head-off. It's a head-to-head.
Yeah, they do a head-to-head.
Live on the radio.
Jim, I won't lie to you. I have this strange, funny feeling we're sitting beside a bridezilla.
I am not.
Well, I think so.
I am.
Have you ever
not.
Logged on to Bridezone?
What's Bridezone?
You haven't been on Bridezone?
No, what's Bridezone?
She's not a Bridezilla. She's not a Bridezilla.
Okay.
No.
I just, yeah.
There's a chat room for Bridezilla.
Stop. There's a chat room.
Yes.
I think I'd actually be very sound. I think Trevor would be the Bridezilla. He's got all his spreadsheets and stuff, so I don't.
Well, you're not planning to get married for a long time, so like.
Is this your first marriage?
I hope so. Anyway.
Okay, well, yes.
So there you go.
It is.
My therapist married me.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Dr. Dre got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
About time. I thought he had one already.
Yeah, you think
so. I would have assumed.
Snoop said a few words.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for taking the call from Warren and Dr. Dre in 91. I want to thank me for deep covering and writing myself into the song. I want to thank me for listening to Dre for over the years and letting him be my teacher, mentor, brother, guardian, protector, and most importantly, a good friend. I want to thank me for showing up on time at the Super Bowl.
Now, they all crease themselves at that part, so I wonder, does he always arrive late?
I'd say so, yeah.
Because Dre was in the corner like an elf, and go, laughing.
I love that Eminem and 50 Cent were also sitting there, supporting their man. Yeah,
our friend.
Our friend. Stop every time I see him. I go, I know him.
So I think everyone's talking about Beyonce. Her album's coming out very soon. What's it called again?
Cowboy Carter.
Are you ready for the collaborations?
Oh, yes. Hit me.
Rumored.
Okay.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Yes, makes
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, very good.
They did
a very good song together,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
That's apparently the next track. And Lady Gaga.
Ooh. They haven't collaborated since Telephone.
Yeah, and they're thinking this could be Telephone Part 2, but a country version.
Oh.
Call you back.
Yeah.
So that's like if you were picking, that's the
best
you can get. Yeah, it's really good.
I would be very intrigued to see Beyonce and Taylor Swift together because of all of their kerfuffle over the years. Could they put that rumors to rest? Be like, oh, here, we've both won best album.
Well, she has never won best album, though, has she?
I know, but then they both win it together.
Ah. Business is business.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Ah.
It's a difficult conversation to have with people.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. It's an awkward one.
It's an awkward one. So 087-679-7104. If this ever happens
if
to you.
If you have any money, send it. No,
just send
please,
it in.
Thank you.
F104, Mackenhouse. Or what was the Den one? PO Box 22222,
oh, yes.
Dannybrook, Dublin 4.
Yeah.
For the Den. I don't know how I still remember
that.
So anyway, I'm trying to save, and I've not been a good person all my life. I don't have a lot of money, but I like spending it on stupid things.
Okay.
Awful things. So the last 2 years, I've been trying to save. So what happens is when my wages come in, I put it into the credit union.
Okay.
And I leave myself with the bare minimum in my account. And then every week I ring the credit union and I'm like, any chance I can put the money in? And it doesn't work because I end up having to get my mum to go down to the credit union, take money out and put it into my bank account. Anyway.
So then everybody ends up knowing that you're spending money.
It's not working. Yeah. So anyway.
You have it in the credit union in Navan, do you?
In Navan, yeah.
Why?
Because I can't touch it then.
Oh, right.
I'm just very stupid things. You know, like, oh, look at this. I'll buy a roll instead of.
So do you have to physically go to the credit union to withdraw
I can ring
money?
Them up maybe two or three times a month.
And ask for some money.
And
back.
Ask for the money just to be put into my account.
But that's the max.
I'd say they hate me. Her name's Veronica. I'd say she's like, here is this Egypt
this
again.
Guy. Yeah.
So anyway, I got caught in the hop last week. We were quite busy here on FM 104. I had the Paddy's Day parade.
Yes.
Working on that as well.
Were you on that? Right?
I was on that RT1 4 past 12 on Monday.
I thought I recognised you.
Nice looking fella. Anyway, I was doing this, okay, and I rang them up on Friday, and there's just some SEPA thing going on over the world over the weekend.
Oh yeah, where it's like something money.
Where they updating SEPA?
Yeah.
Which is I don't know what SEPA means, but apparently the money wouldn't go into your bank account that day. So I was caught in the hop. I couldn't go back to Navan to get me money out. And my other half says, "Well, look, I'll just give you a loan." Last night, I was like, "How much do I owe you?" Because I have to go back to Navan to get my money out. He gives me a statement of account.
What?
Because he's an accountant.
A statement of account?
Because an accountant, he was writing down. Now, in fairness, I told him when I ask for money, like, will you throw in 50 quid? Or you throw in 30 euro? Will you throw in whatever? Will you just keep an eye on it so at least then I know how much I owe you?
So you're treating your partner like a Revolut.
He was basically a Revolut for the weekend.
So you wasn't a big lump sum and then just pay that back?
No, it was
dribs and drabs.
20 euro, 30 euro.
Oh, then you'd have to keep an eye on that,
So I'm just going to show Jim here, right? Don't read out the amounts because that's not important.
Okay. I can't see it.
Oh, can you not see it? Just take my phone. Okay. Like, he was literally, you know, writing down Revolut transfer, 30 euro.
What was the one? Cash
breakfast,
cash
17 euro.
On Revolut, it would all be written down anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but for some, like Arthur Maines, the pub that we went to, how much money? Because I was buying some other fella drink off his money. He put down a tip that I owe
it
as well.
Cash tip. Like, and the dates against it as well.
Yeah, well, so what's the, I don't see what's the problem?
There's a statement of accounts.
It's a statement of, I was summoned with a statement of accounts by Zacchaeus, the tax collector last night.
That is very unusual.
So I'm usually, like, up until very recently, until I started working here, literally my bank, if I was like, oh, here, I'll get the coffees, I'd have to go and be like, oh my God, how much do I even have enough in my account? So I was always that person in my relationship where I'd be like, I just need to borrow money. So in my notes on my phone, I had, I owe you, Trevor. And then, but I'd literally be like, food shop, blah. Bills, blah, whatever, duh, right?
Yeah.
But, and it would be that vague. But I'd have my numbers there.
So you keep a tab on your own.
I would have kept
you
a tab.
You should have kept
own.
Your own tabs.
No, but this is just, I just love how scrutinizing.
See, I'm kind of messy when it comes to things.
Yeah,
and
they're
Aaron
an accountant,
is not.
So this is very good because you balance each other. There's yin and yang.
Yeah.
There. So like, you're all over the shop. And he's really organised.
A bit organised. And I want to know 087-679-7104. No, he emailed it to me.
But
saving
also,
the trees.
But don't forget, actually, in one of the columns, right, it says invoice. So it has invoice one, invoice two, invoice three.
But
like,
that's what
detailed.
They do for a living.
And I know his mum listens and his mum knows he's like that. You know, if anyone ever borrows money, he's like, you owe me that 5 euro.
We love him. We love
and
him.
And my mother is the exact same. If I say, oh, mum, I give a 5 euro there.
Yeah.
She'll, the next day, go, what that 5 euro? Where is it? So I surround my now. I'm not a Beggy Mitchell, but I just, you know, there was times where you wanted like a few euro or whatever. But I want to know,
would you not just borrow a lump? Just give us give us 100 quid. But I'll give it back to you on payday.
But then you feel like that money's yours, and then you go willy nilly spend it.
Spending it.
But once you run out of your 100 quid, you know exactly what to do. You set that's the post.
Then you have to go and ask for more money, Jim.
He kept going around. Oh, then last night, then he was like, "Yeah," but I was like, "Are you sure that's enough?" And he was like, "Ah, look. You bought a pair of runners, you know, they're 20 quid in H&M.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, and panty bar. I didn't put that in as well because I thought I'd need to treat you.
Let me ask you a question, because I mentioned earlier that you're famous for being quite generous.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're flashing the cash and buying them everything.
I never send a statement of account.
Exactly.
So I want to know, if you're listening right now, what are you
really owe?
What are you with your friends or your other half? Or are you that person that would keep a tab on everything? Because there's a different dynamic in everyone. Like, what are you at home? Are you a equal measures?
Equal opportunities, yeah. So it's like, yeah, no, it would just be the money for the bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever it was. But like, then if I loaned her money, she'd pay me back. Yeah, there wouldn't be invoices. It would just all... Oh, do you remember that? Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Alex WhatsApped in. I always lend money and I forget about it. Sometimes I'll forget and they'll just send it back, or I'll just remember a random day and ask for it back.
Yeah, like we all have very easygoing friends that will go, oh my God, I completely forgot to pay you back or whatever. And it's grand. But then there's also those friends. You know who you are out there. Since Revolut has a request on it.
Who owes you money?
So no, you can literally go, if Crossy owed me money, I can send a request.
Yes.
And it will pop up on his phone.
My friend Wayne does that.
Seems does
quite
he?
Rude. Yeah. Doesn't it?
It's very rude.
Very cheeky. Yeah, I have a friend who'd be like, you owe me £6 or you owe me yada yada.
Right.
Which I've just given away.
Money is a terrible thing to get into with anybody. I know one person one day before payday, we were supposed to go out and it's like, I can't go out. Don't have the cash. I'm not going out. And they're like, oh yeah, totally fine, that's grand. And they're like, and I really want you to come out. Why don't I pay for the night? You just pay me back when you get paid.
Yes.
And I went,
that's the Irish way.
Nice way.
Yeah.
4 months later, another friend of mine says to me, oh yeah, I heard you were asking such and such for money so you can go out for a drink.
Oh, stop.
I haven't spoken to that person since, because I never did that. I just was like,
no,
not going out. No, I want you to come out. I want you to come out.
Crossy will be single later on and somebody else says, he's a keeper. That'd be great when you need to calculate your taxes. Yeah, he's a keeper. He's a bookkeeper, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a strawberry alarm clock. 7 before.
I know that I'm in the company of people that enjoy fry-ups. We like fry-ups here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
I've got news for you guys. Right. A study has been done to see how attractive people are after they eat certain breakfasts. Really random study. But anyway, people are doing good work out there. Okay?
Yeah.
So, if you eat a full Irish breakfast, for men only now, this is what's not fair, right?
You become more attractive to
the opposite sex.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, it's like the first meal of the day apparently impacts hormones in the body, affecting how attractive a person appears. So the study measured the facial attractiveness of participants 2 hours after eating breakfast, different types of breakfast.
2 hours after, you're like,
yeah, you'd be fast asleep. But yeah, but apparently for women, it's seen as unattractive. That's not fair.
I haven't had a fry for ages.
We're losing the greasy spoons in Dublin.
We are.
We're losing them.
There's a very
Sarah
nice
Joe bread.
There's a very nice greasy spoon around the corner from me called Greenland.
Oh yeah.
And they're lovely in there. And then anytime they serve me, they always go, ladies first. And they give me the plate. And I'm like, thanks. And it's a proper greasy spoon with greasy spoon prices. But apparently then I'm not attractive to the opposite sex.
You don't need that. You've got someone at home.
Thank you.
Hi Nelly's, Haddington Road, just across from the 51.
Yeah.
Builders always go in there. If you want a trip outside of Dublin, 20 minutes away, Dunshaughlin, Fidelma's.
Oh,
if you can finish that fry, you're a good person.
Uncle Pan's in Bray.
Oh,
Uncle Pan's.
Uncle Pan's in Bray. Really good.
Oh, do you remember Jerry's?
Jerry's.
I miss Jerry's. Jerry's was on
Jerry's?
That lane, but so it was Camden Street, and then the lane as if you're heading towards Coppers.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it would be like you'd go in there, and all the lads from the corpo would be there in their high vis getting their brekkie in the morning, and your woman would be going around topping up everybody's coffees. Cash only. I loved Jerry's.
There used to be a magic, I don't know if it's still there, up by the Morrison Hotel on the corner. There was a place, a little place.
Ooh, where was that?
And I went in there randomly and it was unbelievable. Everyone was raving about it. It was like, it was after, you know, one of those sort of Sunday mornings after
yes.
a big...
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone's straggling back from a big house party thing. And we were like, let's all look at this place. They do breakfast. Wow.
You know who you need to ask for good, like, you know, a good brekkie roll. You need to ask paramedics, right? Because my friend, they'd have to, you know, they drive around and they have to just find, they have to get good food on the go.
Yes.
That's gonna get,
yeah,
keep them going, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I remember asking my friend and she said the best place for a brekkie sambo is the deli off the Walkinstown roundabout.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Is that Matt the Rasher's?
I think it could be.
Matt the Rasher's has come in a few times.
Matt the Rasher's supposed to be really good.
Declan and Donald's on Bolton Street. I've heard about that.
Which one's Bolton Street?
Just up the road.
Village Cafe in Talla. Yum. Matt the Rasher's coming in a couple, few times.
So we need to celebrate those, and I think they will come back. You know the way Carvery's people were looking down their nose at them, and now they're coming back.
I know, but now they're coming back, and they're €20 for.
See, that's the issue.
That's the bad.
But we'll all look better after eating them, so it's good. It's a win-win.
Not me, though.
No, sorry. So now what I noticed, I haven't watched EastEnders for a long time.
Oh yes,
but I did see a bit of it last night. There was a mill last night. I do like to see a soap mill.
Bit of an argy bargy.
That's the restaurant.
Huh? The Argy Bargy.
The Argy Bargy is the Indian restaurant in the EastEnders.
Oh, stop, is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Great name for a restaurant. The Argy Bargy. So, anyway, so I noticed that there was your fella, Jack, and it looks like Stacey has completed the set.
Oh.
Because she's had all the Branning men now.
Or at Stace. So, and wait. That's the team that they're going on.
Because remind me, who are the Brannings? So, you've got Jack Branning, who's the guy with the crevasses. And
crevasses.
Then we've got the crevasses.
What's her crevasses?
On his visage.
They're wrinkles. What's a crevasse?
Crevasse in his
wrinkles.
You
mean the lines on his forehead? They're crevasses.
Like, take a plunge into there.
Crevasses are dark, mysterious places.
Look at the bum.
Crevasses. Oh, yeah. Oh no, okay. I don't want to dive
wrong,
into that. No.
There's a crevasse. Yeah, my pap, but your crevasses.
Your crevasses.
So
we've got Jack.
Jack. And then she used to be married to Jack's, was it brother?
Jack's nephew
with the big rosy cheeks,
but then had an affair with the nephew's dad, which was Max Branning.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, and that was revealed at Christmas time in front of everybody,
right?
And that was a massive EastEnders moment, you know.
Yeah, huge,
because they played the tape.
They played it on video, wasn't there, or something? DVD.
oh okay.
They had the evidence. They're always finding the evidence on cassettes and things like that in EastEnders. Be careful if there's anyone recording you.
So the last couple of weeks in EastEnders, they've started to show the back gardens, which they've never done before, because they've now got a new set.
Oh.
Back gardens.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone's back garden. I've only ever seen the front.
I never thought they didn't do the hatch.
So last week, this week's episode with Jack, right? He's out having a barbecue.
I didn't mean.
No, of course you didn't.
No, you didn't. So Jack's at the back garden doing a barbecue.
What 5 to 10 to you?
I don't know.
5 to 10 she goes on about crevasses, and I've never seen anyone's back gardening.
I'm really sorry. Crossy, carry on.
So anyway, Jack kisses Stacey. Martin Fowler comes back from Australia, catches them kissing. Denise's daughter then finds out about it, and they have a massive barney in the house with all the kids, the grannies, everyone's there.
Now, they were throwing each other out the door. They threw Martin over a wall.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a proper meal. And those big bollards, the pillars,
they're sore.
You could bang your head off them and die. I thought somebody's going to end up dead here. You could.
And die.
And they died.
You could. I thought somebody's going to die here. What did you say? Somebody's going to die. You know, you give him a smack and he falls over and dies.
They were baiting the head of each other all because of Stacey. Then at the very end of it, Martin Fowler's like, "You never change. What is it with you with the Brannings?
What is it with
Max,
the Brannings? She
Bradley.
Never stops with the Brannings."
Oh, I'll have to give this episode a go now, lads.
You'll have to. It's a good meal. Like, they're proper EastEnders meal up.
For 10 points, what is the name of Stacey's food truck?
She has a food truck now.
Oh, it's a funny name.
It's
isn't
a funny name.
So yeah, it's a play on words. I've had it as an Instagram question.
Stacey's Baps.
Stacey,
great name, isn't it? She does, yeah.
She does.
Jack's crevasses and Stacey's Baps.
Yeah.
Out the back garden with her crevasses. Wow.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.